So I'm here with Pontiac MP Sophie Chatel. Sophie, how's it going?
Very good, Caleb. You, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. So you have this Pontiac green and prosperous plan that you've announced. Could you explain a little bit about what that's about to those who might not have heard?
Yes, the initiative started with a lot of what we've heard in our community is that yes, there's the immediate issues we need to resolve, whether it's labor shortage, health, affordable housing. But there's a less concrete obstacle that may come our way. And it's the preparedness to the climate change. There's the opportunities, too, of a transition towards a green economy. And what this initiative is about is to mobilize the people in our community, elected people, all government together, the citizen, the enterprise, and project ourselves in the new economy, the economy of tomorrow, and see how concretely we could benefit from those from the transition. Because historically, we know when there's big change in the global economy, there'll be winners, there'll be losers. But the winners will be those that are prepared. So the objective of the initiative is to really define all of the tools and take the tools that we need to be on the winner side.
And I understand there's some public consultation or some meeting with stakeholders within the riding here. Can you explain a little bit about what's going on there?
Yes, when we talk about a green and prosperous Pontiac, we tackle several issues. But we launched the first roundtable, and it will be on agriculture. So we start with agriculture and what will be the tomorrow's agriculture, and to prepare for it and be really prosperous in this very growing field, growing in importance in Canada. So we'll have a first roundtable next Monday with the Minister of Agriculture, with UPAS. We'll have also many farmers, and we'll have also experts. The objective of the roundtable is to try to extract the best ideas to be successful in tomorrow's agriculture and put it out for public consultation so that we all know what's coming. And what are the opportunities? And to hear from every farmer in the riding. So that is the first roundtable. There'll be several roundtables throughout the year. And ultimately, we wanted that to be in a green book, probably by early next year, and with all of the ideas of elected people, of entrepreneurs, farmers, citizen on different topics. And so it's a book of ideas, and we'll try to joint these proposals, these ideas to funding. So that's the overall objective of the initiative.
And if somebody wants to participate or offer their point of view on this initiative, how would they go about doing this, either through this this agriculture one or one further down the road here?
Yeah, the roundtable with the Minister and Agriculture and Farmers is really about discussing these technical issues and try to extract the best ideas. And these ideas will be shared with the large public through a consultation platform called Cocorico. And it's all the information on how to participate to this larger discussion is on our website. Now we have a website. It's called greenoutaouais.ca or outaouaisvert.ca.
And just changing gears here a little bit, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your work in the standing committee on finance there. Could you talk a little bit about what you guys have been working on and studying in the weeks leading up to the holidays there late last year?
Yes, that's very important work we do, because it's a study on inflation, the cause of inflation and the solution. Caleb, I cannot reemphasize enough how important it is to base the policies on the facts. And so we absolutely need to see what are the cause of inflation. And inflation is a global phenomena at the moment, but there's also a particular thing that we can do to prevent the growing inflation here in Canada. So we discuss, for example, what are causing the inflation in housing, for example, both in urban and in rural area, and how to find and the solution for it. A big cause is the lack of supply in housing, and so we know that in terms of policy, we have to work federal, provincial, municipal to increase the supply in housing. So these are very important issues we discussed. Food inflation too is important. It's tied to climate change as well and supply chain issues. So we're looking at those, and then we'll publish a study on inflation that will help the Minister of Finance, for example, to develop the best policy and how to resolve or control inflation.
And I understand Parliament starts sitting again next week on Monday there. So do you have any indication on work that you're going to be doing going forward here into the new year?
Yes, a lot of work is through the Committee of Finance. Of course, there's the pre-budget consultation that is going on as of Monday next week. So very important work there. We'll talk to many experts to try to give the best advice to parliamentarian on finance issues. So that's a big part. Another big part is I'm the chair of our rural caucus, so I'm very proud. I've been elected as a chair there. And so to me is in every single policy that the government is taking to make sure that they consider the impact of their policy on rural and that the needs of rural are met through various programs in the developed by the government.
Madame Chatel, I want to thank you for your time, unless you have anything else to add there.
No, thank you. And I think it's still good to say Happy New Year until we leave this month. So Happy New Year, Caleb.
And to you as well. Thanks.
Thanks.